social problems caused by the decline of marriage are costing taxpayers almost $1 trillion a year, and the problem is only getting worse. Today, we're going to talk with some experts about how we can reverse this trend.
Welcome once again to Eagle Forum Live with well-known conservative commentator Phyllis Schlafly. Each week, Phyllis and her guests bring you the most important issues in education and the most important issues of concern to the family. Today, Phyllis and her special guests are broadcasting live from the Center for Marriage Policy Conference in St. Louis. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The media are always trying to create mischief in the Republican Party between those who care most about social issues and those who want priority for fiscal and economic issues. The truth is that the social and economic issues absolutely cannot be pried apart. The decline of marriage is America's biggest social problem and the government's biggest financial problem. Today, we're going to be interviewing some of the speakers at this first-time marriage conference in St. Louis. Now, our first speaker is David Usher, who's the president of a new organization called the Center for Marriage Policy. He's been involved in socioeconomic policy and law at the state and federal level for many, many years. Dave, why did you form this Center for Marriage Policy?
Well, we've had many years where a lot of people, both conservatives and liberals, are very concerned about, you know, about where America is going, our budgetary problems, social problems, human problems. But nobody in the conservative movement has ever come, you know, we know what the problem is, but nobody's figured out how do we fix it. And so that's the purpose of the Center for Marriage Policy, is to formulate policies that will put America back together, reconstruct marriage, and balance budgets.
Well, it seems to me they not only don't have solutions for fixing it, but they haven't even identified what the real problem is.
Well, we know.
At least publicly.
Yeah. Well, right now, social issues just seem to be off the entire menu for both parties.
They call that a truce.
Well, it's more like trying to dance around a dead moose in the living room. You know, sooner or later, you're going to have to pay attention to it, and I think the time is now because America is going broke.
Well, Dave Usher, you coined the term marriage absence. Why do you think we need a new term for this problem?
Well, marriage absence describes all of the problems. In other words, it covers illegitimacy, divorce, cohabitation. You know, you can't just look at those issues and see the hierarchical, you know, the larger view of what it all means. So since there wasn't a word for that, I coined the word marriage absence. And it is, in fact, the greatest social problem we face and the greatest economic problem we face.
Well, our economy is in real trouble right now. And all the presidential candidates seem to be focused on economic policy. Do you think we can move them a bit and get them to address the social problems that are the cause of the economic problems?
Well, sooner or later, you're going to get tired of painting a rotten fence. You got to fix a fence.
Well, that's what your conference is designed to do, and you've assembled quite a lot of people. And one of your associates in this endeavor is Cynthia Davis, who served in the Missouri House of Representatives for 8 years, where she focused her legislative efforts on policies concerning children and families. I think, Cynthia, you have... Is it 7 children?
I do.
So you know all about children. And now she's the executive director of this new Center for Marriage Policy. Well, why did you make family and marriage the primary focus of your legislative efforts in the Missouri State Legislature?
Well, in the course of 8 years, I got plenty of phone calls from constituents who were upset and concerned and looking to government to solve their problem. And we call it armchair hand-wringing. How many years have we sat back and we identified the problem and nobody knew the answer? We now have some answers. We've got some tools, we've got ideas, we've got momentum, and we've got the people assembled who can unveil to the nation what the true solutions are.
Well, you think that government policies can really address the problem and do something constructive. And the other side of that coin is, do you think it was government policies that caused some of the problem?
Oh, no question. With the way we've subsidized out-of-wedlock births, we have encouraged people to break up. We've disincentivized people from getting married. And all of that, you know, people aren't stupid. A lot of them will figure out when there's an economic benefit to be had. We're trying to find the answers, and it's not as simple as just saying, tough it out. There are good answers available, because look at the track we're on. This country is getting worse every day, every year. We're not doing what's working. And now that we've got this Center for Marriage Policy, we will play host to all the legislators in the country who come to us and say, what is the right way? We will show you through the morass. There's a lot of fog out there right now, and they're conflicting priorities. You've got the big government folks saying we need more government, and that's proven to be a failure on all levels.
Well, Dave Usher, do you think the public or the candidates are really ready to address the problem? They seem to be so skittish about it. They don't even want to talk about it. When you bring it up, they divert to some other issue.
Well, part of it's because everybody thinks welfare was reformed in 96, which it wasn't. You know, we took care of two aspects, but two parts of welfare reform that were not addressed in 1996 were reducing...
Well, the main part, yeah. The main part of the welfare reform in 96 was to get the single moms to go to work, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a combination of getting single moms to work and collecting lots of child support, which it did get mothers off the rolls, but it created a lot of kids. You know, moms are at work, and now fewer kids aren't being raised by any parents. They're being raised by a kid down the street. But politically speaking, and I think this is the question you were really asking, is Republicans don't have a politically correct handle for social issues, because the other side's going, oh, we got all these problems, we just got to give them money. But what we're saying is that marriage absence is causing the greatest problems of women, the greatest problems of children, the human suffering out there, and so we have to change the policy. So our approach is actually bipartisan. It's not political. And if people want to do little rain dances on political grounds, that's their problem. But, you know, we have something. Everybody who cares about the futures of women and kids and the taxpayers, balancing budgets, making America a more competitive place to manufacture so that we can bring jobs back from Asia, and restoring some sort of a middle class based on manufacturing. We can do this. The numbers
are all
there.
Well, Cynthia, do you think we can find some solutions that are not exactly just cutting off the money?
Yes, because there's a human element here. It can't be boiled down to only numbers alone. The suffering, imagine, with the divorce rate being as high as it is today, it's not a statistic. That's broken hearts. That's broken lives. That's children who are getting damaged, and they're the innocent victims of this. If we can craft better legislative policies, we can not only solve the problem for government budgets, but we can restore more happiness, satisfaction, and better citizens for this country.
Well, how many years has it been since Ronald Reagan said passing unilateral divorce in California, which started it all, was the worst mistake he ever made?
And it was. And meanwhile, all the other states have followed suit, and they're all confused and spending their budgets. All the states are having financial problems, and it's because there's no way to make up for the breakup of the home.
Well, there's no question but that the father will work very hard for to support his own children. But if he's not supporting his own children, he's not so excited about working hard.
Well,
that's the way it works.
The Center for Marriage Policy has some great answers, and you're going to be surprised with what you see.
Well, I hope Missouri can set a standard that other states can follow? Is that the idea?
We will show the way.
Well, that's what we want to do. We're talking today with the leaders of this new Center for Marriage Policy in St. Louis.